one and all, to the sign of the Flying Red Horse. The makers of Mobil Gas and Mobil Oil bring you Orson Welles. A smile, I said a smile, is solid gold these days. And there's a guy, I said a guy, who's mighty good at smiling. He's your friendly Mobil Gas dealer, as friendly as the day is long, and his day's mighty long. Cars need care, he knows that these days, and he's all out to keep every car that rolls up rolling. He knows this, 4 workers out of every 5 must get to work in private cars. Your friendly Mobil Gas dealer knows that every car today needs careful servicing to keep on going. Yet does he oversell you? Never. No high pressure, just what your car needs is what it gets. Is your car all set for summer driving? See the chap who's got good products, gives good service, and throws in a grin besides. Your friendly Mobil Gas dealer at the sign of the Flying Red Horse. And here's an extra. Protect the use stamp on your windshield. Your Mobil Gas dealer will give you a use stamp protector free. Have him paste it on. Then when your windshield's washed or polished, your use stamp is safe. It's free, so drive in.
Good evening. This is Orson Welles. You know, night before last, a whole lot of us from the Mercury Theater went down to Texarkana to broadcast the opening of the 5th Warlone Drive, and here's something we found out about Texarkana while we were there. If you go south on the main street, you're in the state of Texas, and if you turn around and go up on the left side, you're in Arkansas. Seems Texarkana itself is actually 2 cities, with 2 mayors, separate police forces, and all the rest of it. Well, I got into town a few days early to write the script for the Bond Drive broadcast, a broadcast which attempted to define, among other things, the causes of the war. And while I was thinking about those things, sitting up in my room in the Grimm Hotel looking out over State Line Avenue, thinking about borders and boundary lines and fascist aggression and imperialist greed, a crazy notion popped into my head, remembering that the fascists always hanker for everything but that belongs to the other fellow. I asked myself the following loony question. Just suppose that the city of Tex or the city of Ark lost its democratic faith and went the way of the Nazis and the Japs. Suppose the Tex and Ark went to war with each other. Now, I know it doesn't make any sense, but then neither does a war, starting a war, I mean, not finishing it. Suppose that the town of Tex or the town of Ark permitted a gang of nuts to take over their government and then, well, that supposition, by kind permission of the good folks of Texarkana, is the basis of tonight's little fable. For purposes of our story, one of the 2 towns had to play the villain, so Jim Bryant and Millard Simmons, chairman, respectively, of the Tex and Ark War Loan Drive Committees, met on the state line and flipped a silver dollar. Arkansas lost, and right here before it's too late, we'd like to say to the citizens of Ark that any resemblance in the following narrative to real persons or places is accidental, unintentional, immaterial, and besides, we're only kidding. Our story begins in the little town of Texarkana on the Arkansas side, where one Alfred Hinkler, a fish peddler, was prone to ply his trade. Hinkler was not a very good fish peddler. Some said it was the fish, some said it was Hinkler. The fact remains that he did very little business. Folks never went so far as to accuse Hinkler of short weighing them. However, it was generally recognized that he had the heaviest pair of thumbs in the business. Hinkler often tried to sneak up on unsuspecting marketers who, in the confusion, might buy his wares, but if the wind was blowing in the right direction, by the time he got there, there were no crowds. Somewhat discouraged, he sought new markets on the Texas side. As we see him now, he's pushing his cart down West 3rd Street.
Smelts? Smelts? Get your fresh smelts today. 30 cents a pound. Anybody want any smelts?
Hinkler continues past the Grimm Hotel, Sears Roebuck, and brings his cart to a stop in front of Smith's Barbershop.
Smelts? Smelts? Fresh smelts? Get your smelts today.
Bill Smith ambles out of his shop.
Hey, hold everything there, stranger. I reckon you could find a likelier spot to go peddle your fish.
Listen, when I want your advice, I'll ask for it. Get your fresh smelts here.
But you standing right in front of my barbershop, fella. And these here fish ain't helping my business now.
At this point, Hinkler, enraged, picks up a smelt and slaps the Texan in the face with it. 3 weeks later, when Hinkler emerged from the Texarkana Hospital, he was sentenced to 6 months in the county jail for disorderly conduct. was here that Hinkler wrote his now famous book, My Dream, in which he expounded the theory of superiority of Arkansans and also the doctrine of health through smelts. The book caused some comment. Here's a little group of people in front of Brown's Drugstore on the corner of East Broad and Olive.
Well, what do you think of it?
He's a crackpot.
No, I wouldn't say that. If you ask me, some of them things that fella Hinkler says makes a darn lot of sense. Really does.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a fact, you know, that us Arkansas folks is, as a rule, an eighth of an inch taller than them Texas fellas.
Where'd you hear that?
I don't know. I read it somewhere. I think it was in that Hinkler's book.
He's a crackpot.
Yes, most people dismissed Hinkler as a hackpot or crackpot. But a few listened. In the back room of a garage on East Front Street...
What's up, Slats? What did the boss send for us for?
Search me. Just said we should all be here, that's all.
Oh, hello, boss.
Hi, boss.
Hi, boys. All right, now quiet.
Quiet! The boss is here.
Now, boys, I want you to meet a pal of mine. More than just a pal, you might say a partner. We're going to do a lot for him, and he's going to do a lot for us. Boys, this is Alfred Hinkler.
Hello, boys.
Hello,
Al. Okay, Lefty. Take Mr. Hinkler upstairs. Keep waiting a minute, Al.
Who's he, boss? We merging with another mob?
Who's he? Well, that fellow's the next governor of Arkansas.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. We're broadcasting tonight from Convention Hall, where Alfred Hinkler, the Reform Party's candidate for governor, is winding up his pre-election campaign. Alfred Hinkler has just stepped up to the microphone. He's putting up his hand for silence.
Fellow Arkansans, tomorrow we go to the polls to prove once and for all the clear-cut issues of the saddle race that we have in the corporate march and the salary be debate about ourselves. It isn't only questions that we've got to prove the saddle race.
Due to the technical nature of Mr. Hinkler's message, we have secured the services of that well-known news analyst and political commentator, Carter Brankshaft, who will analyze Mr. Hinkler's message.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hinkler has just said, Arkansas has too long been hemmed in by its envious neighbors. Arkansas has an area of 52,725 square miles with a population of 1,949,387. This is 35 2/10 people per square mile, which is a condition too crowded to sustain life. Not only that, but it's messy having 2/10 of a person around. Therefore, this condition will not be tolerated. If I am elected, Sir Hinkler, I will revive the eternal economy of Arkansas so that there will be more of everything for everyone. Bullets, not bobby socks. Now we come to women's place in the new order. Women's place is in the home, and the women of Arkansas will have the honor of being the mothers of the future soldiers of greater Arkansas. Hinkler. Hinkler's very much moved by this tender thought. He's wiping a tear from his eye.
Those cavalrys that I prove that I'm not, it is not only a castabed. We can't
it is now time to unveil the monsters who have undermined the security of the state.
You promised to prove that your little dalliance.
A small avaricious minority whose lust for wealth and power has brought the people of Arkansas to the brink of disaster. The barbers.
And I'm not going through
50 cents for a haircut, 20 cents for a shave. Not only are these exorbitant prices ruinous to the economy of our state, but the mere existence of barbers is an insult to the memory of the native sons, past and present, of the great state of Arkansas. I refer to Abraham Lincoln, Walt Whitman, General Robert E. Lee, Monty Woolley, and the Smith brothers. That is why I say the barbers must go, says Hinkler. I promise that if I'm elected governor, I will eliminate the barber, lock, stock, and hair tonic.
We go through a tapper like the state, and they'll do it to you, too.
...3,842 precincts out of 4,012... give Hinkler 182,000... and his opponent, Mark Stevens, 156,000. Mark Stevens charges fraud and demands a recount. At a late hour tonight, Alfred Hinkler conceded that he was likely to be elected. And here's the late bulletin. Mark Stevens, independent candidate for governor, has just died of a sudden attack of pneumonia. We bring you now a special broadcast of the Glee Club of the newly formed Arkansas Youth Movement.
Thank you. barber shop. Arkansas, oh Arkansas, we're pulling our belts and get help through smells. Arkansas is a master race.
We ain't a fooling.
What time is it, Bill?
We're going on tonight.
Time for Sam White. Let's hear the news.
Good evening, folks. This is Sam White, the voice of Texas, bringing you the latest news. Neighboring states is watching with apprehension developments over in Arkansas, where the newly elected governor, Alfred Hinkler, has dissolved the state legislature and has conferred on himself the title of custodian of the treasury, guardian of the courts, and grand exalted benefactor of the public will. A Little Rock Dispatch tells that the new governor modestly just wants to be called master.
Well, what do you think of this?
The following decrees has been issued. All persons is forbidden under penalty of death to listen to foreign broadcasts emanating from neighborhood states. All children over 6 months age has got to be turned over to the state for military training. All barbershops must be closed during the following hours. 12 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, and 9 to 12.
Well, that's the darnest thing I ever did hear of.
Oh, here's a late flash. Van Buren, Arkansas. The last remnants of opposition to Alfred Hinkler was eliminated today when Bob Burns was thrown into a concentration camp and his bazooka burned in the public square. Oh, a shortwave monitors has just picked up a broadcast from Little Rock where Alfred Hinkler's making the important speech. We're switching now to Arkansas. Come on in, Little Rock.
Hinkler has just been introduced. Now he puts up his hands for silence.
Citizens of Arkansas, I come to you tonight to prove that I could sell a boss for the people that haven't got an instant razor force or the paper wiper as a fire of mine.
He says, citizens of Arkansas,
that I have to go on probation.
Our enemies claim that we have imperialistic designs,
we haven't got any software
that we wish to expand at the expense of our neighboring states.
Take them out and put them on.
I wish to brand this as a tissue of lies, malicious propaganda concocted by the barbers. Our friends in Texas know how we love them. Our borders are open to them and theirs to us. There will never be a dispute between us as sure as his name is Alfred Hinkler.
Folks, this is Sam White again. I've just heard that Texas has been invaded by Arkansas's Black Pants units. Men of Texas, rise up. Rise up in your peril. There's still time if you...
This is Slats Montrose, the new voice of Texas. You've just heard the erroneous report. All Texans are rejoicing about the wonderful opportunities which they now got under the provisions of the Great Arkansas Co-Prosperity Sphere. Hail Hinkler. Next Tuesday, a plebiscite's going to be held in which Texas will be entitled to vote saying what government they prefer to be ruled under, see? Texans are hereby urged to please come to the polls. We'll be waiting.
All right, stay in line there. When you come up to the ballot box, you don't have to bother writing down anything. Just answer yes or no to the question, do you want Texas incorporated into the state of Arkansas? Now you're first. How do you vote?
Yes.
Next.
Yes.
Next.
Yes.
I want you people to realize that you're entitled to vote any way you want. Next, how do you vote?
Well...
Next.
Morning, Alex.
Morning, Ned. What can I do for you?
Well, let's see now. What did the old woman send me down after? Oh, yeah. About 15 yards of calico.
Oh.
She wants to make a new dress and some curtains. Where is everybody, Alex? Courthouse?
No, there's all in the back there. Y'all left them yesterday. They're still a playing checker.
I reckon I better take a look.
And I see. What if they have me? One state out of Texas and Arkansas. Ain't got nothing to do with us here in Louisiana.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I say it has got something to do with us. Suppose that fella Hinkler takes a notion to take over Louisiana.
Yeah, that's what I say. Oh, hello, Ned.
Oh, Harry. I overheard you talking. What did Hinkler want to take over us for? Ain't you heard him saying he loves Louisiana?
Yeah, he loves Louisiana.
Yeah, he loves Texas, too. Loved it so much he gobbled it up.
Yeah, gobbled it up.
You're pessimist, Rem. Why, you were even worried when a rattlesnake bit Henry last year. And he didn't die for 3 days. You're the worrying type. I tell you, it can't happen here.
Squad, halt!
The result of a vote taken in Texas and Arkansas, Louisiana is hereby included in the Greater Arkansas Co-Prosperity Sphere. Hail Hinkler.
Forward!
March!
What's that thing that fella tacked up on the wall, Alec?
Proclamation. Know all men by these your presents. Louisiana will henceforth be known as South Arkansas. Y'all will thus have the opportunity of sharing in the benefits of the new order. The fallen offenses will be punishable by death. Patronizing barbershops, expectorating on the streets, especially in the direction of Little Rock. Congregating in crowds, a crowd is to be construed as meaning one or more people. And 700 other offenses which will be explained to y'all when y'all are found guilty of.
Well, I declare, look at what it says down here. I hereby appoint as mayor of Monroe, Louisiana, Lucifer Jenks.
Why, Lucifer, that's you.
Yep, that's me.
I know that I stood before you telling you that I grabbed the sorate, and I said we could find the people mess for it. It wasn't the Casserita, Little Faced. It was the Hinton Sister Paper Force that proved the things what I could go on to say.
Hinkler says the people of California have much to gain under the new order. He will guarantee them oranges.
They were already faces through what we are doing. Hitler's Black Pants troops have succeeded in putting down opposition in all of California except Pomona. Hinkler gave as the reason for his unprovoked attack on California the following statement. Arkansas must have an outlet to the sea. When it was pointed out to him that Greater Arkansas already controls the entire Gulf of Mexico, he said, Arkansas must have an outlet to the sea in all directions. After I come to you and give you my staffets, we give you sword applause for little tappet.
Hinkler says he will not stand. He will not stand for Rhode Island bullying Greater Arkansas. Therefore, he says he has ordered the occupation of Rhode Island by three of his Black Pants troopers who happen to be in the neighborhood.
And there you are. Yesterday, in a barbershop in Perth Amboy, New Jersey, a visitor from Arkansas complained that a barber used a towel that was too hot on his face. This morning, as Black Pants troops marched into New Jersey, Hinkler said, we will not stand by and see our citizens tortured.
Oh, I say, Kudrivita Marsh, did I say to the meter box, I give you the crest for the hootiness. I'm a canvas feminine.
He says Arkansas now controls all the states in the Union except New York. He says this is all the territory he wants in the United States.
And what can you do?
Hey, Mike. Pull your cab up a little so I can get out if I get a call, will you?
You get a call, I'll pull up.
Okay. Hey, I heard that speech on the radio today by that Hinkler character. He sounds like he's going to move into New York.
I'd like to see him try it. The little flower will give him his lumps. Hey, what does he want to move into New York for?
Oh, he says he's going to protect us from Brooklyn.
Protect us from Brooklyn?
Yeah, the barbarians of Flatbush.
Why, he's nuts. Why, they won't even finish ahead of the Giants this year.
Well, that's about all there is to our story, ladies and gentlemen, except the finish. Hinkler finally did take Brooklyn, and it served him right. He marched in on a day that the Dodgers were playing St. Louis, came strutting into Ebbets Field the ninth inning, the score tied, had his first proclamation pinned up. It said that there were to be no more ball games. Well, you know those Dodger fans. 10 minutes later, Hinkler was hanging from that tree that grows in Brooklyn.
And lucky thing for Hinkler, too, for just about that time, folks in Arkansas got to thinking. What if they were an eighth of an inch taller than folks elsewhere? Or what if they weren't? What if they combed their hair different? Or what if they didn't? Or what if they talked with a different twang? They were all Americans. They weren't Arkansans or Texans or New Englanders. They were Americans. Americans before them had fought this same war, and they knew what to do. They did it. Family Lud Gluskin ever packed into CBS. That was Lud Gluskin, everybody, and his Makes You Want to Stay in Texarkana Hot Liquors, playing Powerhouse by Raymond Scott. And now here's John McIntyre.
You got the time, folks? Well, you've got the rhyme, folks. Here we go. Tell me first, tell me the worst. Does your car look sort of dull today? Do dust and road grime mar the finish? You don't say. But gosh, you got a ride in it. Where's your pride in it? Don't you know your car can sparkle? It can gleam. Honest, brother, it can look like a dream. Stop in at the sign of the Flying Red Horse. Of course. See that famous automobiler, your friendly mobile gas dealer. He's your auto's beauty boss. He'll give your car mobile wax and mobile gloss. Mobile gloss removes the dust and grime. Yes, sir, every time. It leaves a car showroom clean. Mobile gloss restores the color and sheen. Next comes mobile wax, protective, tough. For shining up the finish, it's the stuff. So it's mobile gloss and mobile wax for you if you really want your car to look like new.
I'd like to read you now a prayer. It was written by our great American poets, Stephen Vincent Benet. A prayer to the United Nations. God of the free, we pledge our hearts and lives today to the cause of all free mankind. Grant us victory over the tyrants who would enslave all free men and nations. Grant us faith and understanding to cherish all those who fight for freedom as if they were our brothers. Grant us brotherhood in hope and union, not only for the space of this bitter war, but for days to come, which shall and must unite all the children of the earth. Our earth is but a small star in the great universe. Yet of it, we can make, if we choose, a planet unvexed by war, untroubled by hunger or fear, undivided by senseless distinctions of race, color, or theory. Grant us that courage and foreseeing to begin this task today, that our children and our children's children may be proud of the name of man. The spirit of man has awakened, and the soul of man has gone forth. Grant us the wisdom and the vision to comprehend the greatness of man's spirit, that suffers and endures so hugely for a goal beyond his own brief span. Grant us honor for our dead who died in the faith. Honor for our living who work and strive for the faith. Redemption and security for all captive lands and peoples. Grant us patience with the deluded and pity for the betrayed. And grant us the skill and valor that shall cleanse the world of oppression and the old base doctrine that the strong must eat the weak because they are strong. Yet most of all, grant us brotherhood, not only for this day, but for all our years. A brotherhood not of words, but of acts and deeds. We are all of us children of earth. Grant us that simple knowledge. If our brothers are oppressed, then we are oppressed. If they hunger, we hunger. If their freedom is taken away, our freedom is not secure. Grant us a common faith that men shall know bread and peace, that he shall know justice and righteousness, freedom and security, an equal opportunity and an equal chance to do his best, not only in our own lands, but throughout the world. And in that faith, let us march toward the clean world our hands can make. Amen.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.